This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Fusarium head blight, also known as head scab, is a tricky and sometimes very costly fungus. Some years we hardly see any of it, and some years it can cause widespread problems. It all depends on the weather during a specific point in the wheat growth, flowering. Some fields have already started to flower, and the rest are not far behind. We farmers need to check the variety resistance to Fusarium and be watching the weather during the flowering period. By the time this fungus can be seen, it's too late to do anything about it. Fusarium, it holds on to residue from other grass species that can also infect, such as corn and milo. Wheat heads are at risk of Fusarium infection only during flowering and the early stages of grain fill. This is because the wheat is a self-pollinated crop, and the wheat heads are closed off during most of the pollination stage. However, at a certain point during pollination, the wheat spikelets will open up and the anthers will pop out in an attempt to do some wind cross-pollination as well. We call this flowering, or anthesis, and it usually lasts around 5 days. On the Feek scale, it would be stages 10.51 to 10.53. If the weather is rainy, humid, and around 60 to 80 degrees during this period, then the Fusarium fungus can find its way into the wheat kernels. There is an excellent online interactive map to see the Fusarium risk based on weather conditions at wheatscab.psu.edu. Signs of Fusarium infection start to show up a couple weeks after flowering when the kernels are somewhere in the milk to soft dough stage. First, the spikelets will have tan discolorations, usually over just part of the head. This looks like a lot of other diseases or even hail damage. The real signs of Fusarium are shown with closer inspection. There will be orange fungal spores on the base of the spikelets, and sometimes a pinkish discoloration of the kernels. This pinkish discoloration can be seen during harvest and is accompanied by shriveled grains. Fusarium can affect yield somewhat, but this isn't the real problem. Fusarium can also create a certain type of vomitoxin with the acronym DON. DON is carried in the grain and is a very stable toxin that is dangerous to humans and animals if ingested. Since most wheat is consumed by humans, the allowable limit of DON is very low. It is important to note that not all Fusarium infections will end up creating DON, and not all wheat kernels infected with DON will have symptoms. The ports and sometimes the co-ops are going to test the wheat for DON either way. So, this brings us to what can be done about Fusarium. The first and best line of defense is variety resistance. After that, fungicides can be used with limited success. At most, fungicides can have a 50% suppression and reduction of DON. The fungicides will only affect if it's going to be used during the flowering period and up to a few days after pollination, when the kernel is open and the fungus is trying to get in. Not all fungicides can be used during flowering. Some are not labeled, and some can actually increase DON levels. Largely, this will be fungicides in the triazole family that can be used. The K-State publication, Fuller Fungicide Efficiency, can help show which are most effective and can be used. Of course, the final word is always the product label. If you have any questions about wheat diseases, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. Our Spring Crops Field Day and Wheat Tour will be on Tuesday, May 23rd, starting at 8:30 at the Southeast Research Center in Parsons. Please contact me if you're interested in attending this event. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.